Construction is continuing at Traverse Park in Lafayette. According to the city of Lafayette, inclusive playground equipment has been installed and new trees have been planted to provide shade and enhance the park's features. However, the park remains an active construction site. Officials say all areas, including the Wheels Park and rock climbing sections, are closed for the public due to ongoing sidewalk work and heavy equipment. The city asked residents to stay out for safety reasons. Traverse Park is expected to open in June of this year. The National Integrated Drought Information System reports that more than 99% of Walker County is now under drought conditions, and the dry patterns are expected to continue through at least the next month. Last month was the 38th driest January on record, with rainfall totals nearly 1 2/3 inches below normal. Officials say residents should be mindful of water use as the unusually dry conditions continue. Here's the latest restaurant inspection report for Walker County. Perfect scores of 100 were earned by Lafayette High School, Gordon Lee Middle and High School, and Rock Spring Elementary. A 99 was posted by Great Wall in Chickamauga, while Jack's Family Restaurant, also in Chickamauga, scored a 96. The Crystal in Lafayette received a 94. You'll find the complete list of inspection scores right now at discoverwalker.com. We've got a look at sports when we return. The Lafayette Ramblers will square off against Northwest Whitfield in the consolation game of the Region 7-3A basketball tournament. Tip-off between the Ramblers and the Bruins scheduled for 4:30 today at Calhoun High School. The winner will head into next week's state tournament as the third-place team. The loser will finish fourth. We'll have the game for you here on Georgia 93.7. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.